Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steven, 10 in the morning now, 8:48 here on a Tuesday. Three big things.
Three.
Initial results indicate Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will retain his seat in Canada.
Two.
Man's body found in the street near Mays and Central in West Wichita. Unknown how it got there.
One.
Wichita City Council may consider changes to Douglas Street downtown. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning we've got watch for a traffic slowdown. Stalled out vehicle, northbound I-235, right around West Street. Now that's South Wichita there, Southwest Wichita. Northbound I-235. West Street traffic update 98.7 on 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 65 degrees, mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 46. Wednesday sunny, tomorrow's high 70. Now partly cloudy, west wind at 6 miles per hour and 36 degrees. 8:49 now here in with Steve and Ted on KNSS. U.S. government's Road Safety Agency says traffic deaths fell by a small amount for the second straight year. The National Highway Traffic Administration attributed the 2.4% drop partially to technology and newer vehicles that can prevent crashes. A total of 36,560 people died on the nation's roads in 2018, the latest full year statistics available. The agency says the downward trend is continuing into 2019. First half estimates show fatalities down 3.4%. And that's looked at as a small drop, but you know what? That's a few lives there. People who are alive today, maybe some of them because of that technology. They're building a lot of safety technology into these cars now.
Trying to, yeah.
Wow. A former female executive of the Kansas-based movie theater company American Multicinema alleges in a lawsuit that she was fired in retaliation for asking for equal pay. Kansas City Star reports Tonya Mangles of Kansas City, Missouri, contends that as vice president of product marketing, she performed the same work as several other men in vice president roles. But she says in the lawsuit filed last week in federal court that she was paid between $117,000 and $149,000 per year less than them.
Mm.
Wow.
Well,
dig up the payroll.
Sounds like she's got a case.
After a failed pay-focused mediation session, AMC fired her last month, alleging that she tipped off her team about impending layoffs. Mangles contends she had no prior knowledge of the job cuts. Kind of nasty there at AMC.
It sounds like it. Something's going on there. Yeah.
Technology companies and banks powered U.S. stocks broadly higher Monday, placing the market on track to extend its gains from the past 2 weeks. The rally reflects fresh optimism among investors as the U.S. and China continue negotiations aimed at resolving their costly trade war. The Dow gained 44 points, NASDAQ closed up 73 points, and the S&P up 20. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and postponing the rollout of a new airplane. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Textron Aviation says it'll delay the first flights of some new turboprop aircraft. They won't happen by the end of the year as the company had planned. The company expects first flight of the Sky Courier in early 2020, and Textron Aviation says it doesn't expect to get engines for the Denali from General Electric until well into next year. Both aircraft are built in Wichita. A Wichita computer programmer pleaded guilty to threats of a cyber attack. 37-year-old David Dorsett admitted he contacted a pair of websites demanding that postings critical of a Wichita attorney, Brad Bostotnick, be taken down. If not, he would attack website advertisers. Dorsett faces a possible sentence of 2 years in prison, a $250,000 fine on each count. The World Series is set. The Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals, game one tonight. Businesses in both cities want to capitalize on the event, bars and restaurants making preparations to handle the extra business they think they'll see for the best of seven series. D.C. will see at least two home games, October 25th and 26th, Friday, Saturday. Officials there estimate the impact at $6.5 million. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, do you have much of a sense of humor about your about the food that you eat? I mean, we talk about food all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Domino's locations in Japan are selling a Halloween roulette pizza. Each pizza contains an unmarked slice doused with ghost pepper sauce that is masquerading as a regular piece of the pie. Whoever grabs the sneaky slice, garnished with the sauce, will get a mouthful of the flaming ghost pepper.
Yikes.
Once known as the hottest chili pepper in the world. So, as they say in Japan, the joke is on you, pal.
That's
right. Do they say that? Maybe they don't say that in Japan.
Boy, I don't need that pizza.
No, okay. I'll take a hard pass on that.
All right. Well, it's, what is it called? Halloween roulette. Oh, okay. 850. Well, what they ought to do is they do that every day and just put one piece, couple of anchovies on there.
There you go.
But I like anchovies on my pizza.
Hey, that'd be winner, right there.
I think
there
the first
for you.
Pizza Hut pizza I ever ate, the guy said, I said, what do I order? And the guy told me this. And he said, you can put anchovies on. What's that? Well, try it. I tried it. I liked it. I still like anchovies. How about
that? It's fish and minnows right there.
Yes, it is. It is. 8:54, Steve and Ted. The World Series starts tonight, and I know that, Bill, that you are a very astute fan of the athletic endeavor. You know so much about sports.
Oh, absolutely.
Thought I'd test a little bit of your knowledge here.
Sure.
And this is pretty easy, I guess. We did this earlier. How many – do you know which franchise – baseball franchise has won the most World Series.
Well, my guess would be the New York Yankees.
Easy, right? 27. Yep. They've won 27 over the years. This goes back to 1903. Last one in 2009. So they're about due one of
these
days.
It's been a while, yeah.
Who's in second, though? That's a little harder.
That is a little harder. Of course you...
Hint, National League.
Okay. National League, huh?
Yep.
Dodgers?
Nope. Cardinals.
Oh, Cardinals.
They've won 11, and their last was in 2011. So there you go. Hmm. The World Series starts tonight. What do you think? Are you excited about it, or do you really?
Oh, not really. Not too much. I guess I'm pulling for Houston, but
I think okay. Thanks, guys. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, Wichita City Council may consider changes to Douglas Street. That's coming up in our news at 9 o'clock here on KNSS. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. 36 degrees here at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
I'm Mayor Jeff Longwell. Let me set the record straight. Our city has worked hard the last...
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.